Hello and welcome back, or welcome if you're new here to Tweens Not Kids. I am ABJ, your host. We all know the election happened like a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago. So if you want to hear more about it, go listen to my last episode called Election. But anyway, today I'm going to talk about COVID and how it's affecting me and the whole entire world because it's a global pandemic. Hopefully this is interesting, and oh, by the way, it'll be from a tween perspective. Warning, I am, in my opinion, very mature for my age, but anyway, let's get into it. Part of this topic is the number of cases. By the way, all of these numbers are from November 3rd, so the numbers might have changed from that day to today, but anyway, there were 46.9 million cases, 31.4 million recovered, and 1.21 million deaths in the whole world. Now, like I said, it has increased over the time, so it's probably not up to date. In America, there were 9.38 million cases and 31,000 deaths. In the USA, I think that would have a lot of cases and deaths because of Donald Trump knew that COVID-19 would be bad and didn't warn Americans because he didn't want to worry America. But anyway, let's not get into any politics. China had 86,070 cases and 81,045 recovered, which is almost everyone who had COVID-19 because they were handling it super well. Just look it up. And they only have 4,634 deaths, which is like not a lot for how big their population is. And Canada had 240,000 cases, 200,000 recovered, and they had 10,208 deaths. Australia had 27,610 cases, 25,137 recovered, and 907 deaths, which is almost like nothing compared to like how much America has in those type of places. And oh, by the way, the countries I am talking about are all the countries that have listened to this podcast. So also, if you are not from the United States, leave a voice message to possibly be mentioned in the next episode, because I want you really guys to know that I am listening, and I'm like, I want you guys to know that I care about who listens, and especially if you're a different country, that really like helps. So yeah, just do a voice message, even if you're from America, just do it, okay? So to let me know what I can do better, or if you just really love these episodes I'm doing. But back to what I was talking about. South Africa has 228,000 cases, 658,000 have recovered, and they have 19,465 deaths. The United Kingdom had 1.05 million cases and 46,853 died. Now, Ireland had 62,750 cases, 24,000 have recovered, and 1,917 have died. In the Philippines, they had 387,000 cases, 349,000 have recovered, and 7,318 deaths. Sri Lanka had 11,335 cases, 5,249 have recovered, and 21 have died. All the numbers for Sri Lanka are like super low, so I think that's really impressive. New Zealand had 1,968 cases, 1,868 have recovered, and they had 25 deaths. Russia had 1.67 million cases, 1.25 million have recovered, and 28,825 deaths. And there have been so many more countries that have COVID-19 because this is a worldwide pandemic. But I want to say I'm so sorry for a loss for anyone whose family members or friends have died. And please know that everyone is thinking about you. And we really want you to know that you're not alone and that this is worldwide. And so lots of people are dying, but we just need to get through this together and we need to stay as one nation and world together to get on cue. The next segment is about practicing social distancing. All I'm going to say is that social distancing sucks. Why do I say this? The same reason you say that same thing. We can't hug our friends, play with our friends, huddle in a circle with our friends, and simply can't have contact with our friends and family in terms of like touching and those type of things. And I think that most people, including me, want to maintain social distancing, but sometimes you forget, and like just because you're like having a good time and you're talking with your friends from like social distancing, but then you just forget and you come too close to your friends. But just a reminder, you have to stay 6 feet away from others. Also, I think it is also strange that stores had the signs on the floor saying like which way to walk and stay 6 feet apart. And now they took the signs off the floor. So I guess it is great, but I think now people forget to continue to stay 6 feet apart. But so now I'm going to play another video from Dr. Fauci. And this one was made in March. So again, the information may have updated from then, but just listen to him and listen to how important social distancing really is. Oh, sorry, this is an ad. Okay, the video is starting.
Last time I was here at the podium, we were talking about what the vice president said about the risk of getting infected and how we need to distinguish that from if you are infected, like the unfortunate situation that we've seen in Seattle and what we're seeing on cruise ships, is that in that group of people who get infected, the ones who are clearly the most vulnerable to getting the complications of serious disease and even death are people with underlying conditions, particularly among the elderly with underlying conditions. And those are heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, diabetes, et cetera. So what I'd like to do today is sort of like publicly answer a question that I get asked all the time now, is that if you are a person with an underlying condition, the conditions that I just mentioned, particularly if you're an elderly person with that, as the vice president said, beyond even cruise ships, to just use the common sense of trying to protect yourself because you're the most vulnerable, that is often referred to as social distancing. And what we mean by that is if you're a person who is in that category, think twice, even before you get on a plane for a long trip, or you want to travel, or you want to go to a place that's crowded where there may be people who are, in fact, have an infection of any sort. That doesn't necessarily have to be even coronavirus. It could be influenza or anything like that. So I want to publicly answer the question that I keep getting asked in a private situation. If you're in that category, or if you're the family of individuals in that category, take care to try and take care of the most vulnerable among them. And there are simple things that you can do, practical common sense about not putting yourself in a situation, whatever that might be, that might increase the risk given your situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
So with the last video that I played, I will also have the link for this video in the description so you can check it out. So segment in the COVID-19 episode is masks. It is something we don't really like, some even hate. But guess what? We needed to stay stay alive and not get COVID-19. What type of mask we can get is the question of these few months we've had. And also, what type of mask should I get? That also looks nice, but it's still keeping me safe from COVID-19 at a reasonable price. In my opinion, the best and safest masks are the N95, the blue medical mask, and cloth mask. Also, fun fact, you can actually test your mask to make sure you are safe from COVID-19 by lighting a candle and seeing if you can blow it out. If you can't blow it out, you are safe. If you can, you are not, and need to immediately need to find a different mask that is like and test it to make sure it is safe. So, by the way, I got that tip slash experiment from Bill Nye the Science Guy and my science teacher. But anyway, you can buy masks from like Walmart, CVS, Amazon, even from some beauty stores, Walgreens, and the mall, and a whole bunch of other people sell masks that you think wouldn't. Now I want to share a quick clip from Dr. Fauci.
What does the next generation of PPE need to look like for all of us as we go about our lives, not just as workers? Depending on your work, you may need something stronger, more specific, but as all of us, as we want to go out and shop or out to eat or whatever those things are, get on an airplane, should masks be made of a certain material? Gloves, are handkerchiefs effective? Can you talk about PPE for the general public?
Well, you know, the best PPE for the general public, if possible, right now, is to maintain the physical and social distancing. But as we've said, and I think all of us would agree, there are certain circumstances in which it is beyond your control when you need to do necessary things, like go to the drugstore and get your medication, go to the grocery store and get your food, that in fact you need some supplementation to just physical distancing. And that's the reason why some time ago a recommendation was made, I believe it was Dr. Redfield at the CDC who first said that, about getting some sort of a covering. We don't want to call it a mask because back then we were concerned we'd be taking masks away from the healthcare providers. But some sort of mask-like facial covering, I think for the time being, should be a very regular part of how we prevent the spread of infection. And in fact, the more and more as you go outside right here and where I'm sitting in Washington, D.C., you can see many people out there with masks on, which gives me some degree of comfort that people are taking this very seriously.
So that was Dr. Fauci, like I just said. This video, it was on the PBS. It was made in May, so the information might have updated. Just you need to like watch your local news station to get updated on all the facts. And I will have this link in the description. So yeah, so you can go check it out and watch him on YouTube. And you can see him talking, so you can believe it. Want to talk about related to COVID and was created because of COVID-19 is distance learning or online school and having the hybrid model in place at some schools. So we've had distance learning starting in like March and then summer break till now. So, in my opinion, we have had distance learning for a super long time. Fortunately for me and other tweens, their school has started the hybrid model. For my school, they have two groups for my class. They have a cohort A and they have a cohort B. So, cohort A goes to school on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then they have Wednesday for sanitizing the school and cleaning, that type of thing. And then they have, then cohort B goes to school on Thursday and Friday. So in my opinion, the hybrid model has been doing great, and I will go in depth later. But there are many kids that have opted to stay distance learning for the whole school year. and they have might decide because they have a baby in the house, or they have an elderly, or someone in the house with underlying conditions, like Dr. Fauci said in the last video that I played. But there are people who have a small school and can always go to school, and so they have the opportunity to go to school. Now I have the honor to welcome MJ and Jada. MJ goes to public school and she is in fifth grade. Jada, on the other hand, goes to private school and is in ninth grade. Jada is our first teenager on this podcast. I know this podcast is more for tweens, but you know, it's fine. Jada is also a podcast host herself. She hosts Teens World. So tell your older siblings to check that podcast, or even when you are a teen, you can check that out. In this interview, we will talk about our experiences at school. So MJ is doing full-time distant learning for the rest of the year, and Jada has been going in school in person during this pandemic. And me, ABJ, is doing the hybrid model, which I talked about earlier in this episode. Okay, so let's start with the questions. MJ, why are you doing distance learning?
Well, my parents think it's more safer for me to stay home because the cases are now skyrocketing.
Yeah, that's very true. They're going super high. I'm pretty sure like now it's like 11 million, right?
Yeah, and like 20,000 something deaths.
Isn't it 200,000?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, and now, Jada, was there an option for you to choose distance learning or in school person, or do you just have to go in school in person?
There was a choice. There was a choice. I had a choice, yeah.
So what were their choices?
Choices was you can do online, and you can go in person.
Okay. And MJ, when you have distance learning, about how long are you doing school?
I have to say, from Monday, it's like at least 5 hours, but for the rest of the week, basically, it's like 1 or 2 hours.
That's not a lot.
And the reason that is because on Monday, I like to get most of my work done.
Most of your work done. So, basically, are you saying, like, the rest of the week you sort of don't have a lot of school?
Yeah, basically.
So, do you have, like, Zoom meetings or no?
I do have Zoom meetings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the morning, the afternoon, and then another one in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And Jada, are your school hours the same as they would be normally?
I would say sometimes, well, because our schedule changed mm-hmm. from time to time. So we're going back to normal this quarter.
How did the schedule change?
So at the beginning of the year, the teachers decided not to go back to normal yet because they weren't sure how many students were going to be going in. And so we have gone to the second quarter, so they decided to go to the normal schedule.
So your school has quarters, and what you're saying, they have, like, they switch from quarter to quarter?
Yes.
Okay. And MJ, do you still have, like, art, music, PE, and those type of classes during distant learning that aren't, like, your regular homeroom that has, like, math, language arts, and those type of things?
Yeah, sometimes I would have all those other subjects. Mm-hmm. Like what ABJ mentioned, like PE, art, music, stuff like that. And it would be a little easier. It is a little easier.
Yeah, I know in my school was during the whole day that I had PE at the end of the day. So that's the way it differs between you and me, right?
Yes.
And Jada, how is it possible to do, like, in-person learning? Because I know, like, public schools, they haven't even, like, started to go back yet. They decided the cases are skyrocketing, so we need to stay inside. So how is it possible for you and your class to go back?
So my school is in D.C., mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., and our school is a very small school, so that's the reason why they have opened. When we come in, they will take a questionnaire, and if a student is out sick, they will have to stay home for like a couple weeks or two. And so there's only like 25 students in the school, basically, because the school is a new school, and so they're like now opening.
Okay. And MJ, How is distance learning going? Like, have you been keeping a schedule, making sure you do all your work? Because I know you said you do most of your work on Monday, but, like, I know sometimes you have more work. So how is that going? And distance learning in general?
First of all, I would basically start off with math and end with science. Mm-hmm. And then last of all, I would do the specials.
So you do that? So then how is distance learning going? Is it going like okay, great, or just plain down horrible?
It's going pretty great.
Pretty great? That's very good. Okay, and now Jada. Is school in person the same how it was in 2019 and when COVID's happening in 2020?
No.
It's not the same? How does it differ?
It differs because in school, we are 6 feet apart. We sit, they spread the desk out, and then before we switch a class, we have to wipe down the tables. And then for lunchtime, we have to only have 3 people at a table. And so, basically, we have to wear our mask all the time, which is a procedure, and we have to keep doing that. And that might not change during COVID or after COVID. And so, yeah.
Okay, and now MJ. Does your school have a good plan for distance learning, for a distance learning person, like our student that's doing full-time? Like, do they have a good plan?
Honestly, I'm really not that sure.
Not sure? Because my school, like I was saying, it has, like, we have Zoom meetings for every class, except when you have asynchronous. I think my school has a good plan. So you think, you're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. And now, Jada, what type of precautions do you have to take at your school? Because you say you had to wear a mask, but do you have to stay, you said you have to stay 6 feet apart but from other students, but does your school have plexiglass like everywhere? Because I know my school has plexiglass.
I do not think we have plexiglass, but we have hand sanitizer and cleaning supplies, and during school hours we would have to make sure that the students always wash their hands before or after doing certain school projects or school related work that we have to, like, when you like group, if you're doing a group project.
So okay. Sorry for the background noise if you hear anything in the background. Now, MJ. Do you wish that you could do, like, school in person like Jada?
Not really.
Why not?
Because most of the time, it would be kind of difficult. And there's people there that would give hard work, and it would be difficult to me. But it's kind of like, to me, in the distance learning, that they would give easy work.
But isn't the whole point of school to learn and to go to college and have a good, be smart and get a good job, right?
Yeah, I do want to go back to school because of that, but it's just that the work is pretty hard to me.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And Jada, do you wish you could do distance learning sometimes or all the time, like MJ?
Sometimes I wish and sometimes I don't wish. The reason why is because I don't find myself that type of person to, like, sit in front of the computer and just, like, staring at the computer while I'm, like, trying to focus on what the teacher is trying to say. Sometimes I do wish, because sometimes I get tired in the mornings and I have lots of things to do when I come home, and at school it's a lot of work to do.
Okay. And also, does, in your class, do you have students that are in distance learning?
I think so.
Okay. And now, MJ, what are the pros and cons about doing distance learning?
So for the pros and the cons, what I have to say that social distancing learning is much safer.
No, the pros and cons of doing distance learning.
Of distance learning?
Yeah. Because that's what you're doing, correct?
Yeah, it's much safer.
Okay. But what's, like, the cons? Like, what makes it sort of, like, not so good?
The fact that you have to stare at a screen in the same spot for hours at a day.
Okay. And now, Jada, what are the pros and cons about doing in-school person?
So, and the pros and cons are that, sometimes in school, the students will have to take down their masks to speak to teachers, or sometimes they would have to keep it on. Sometimes the teachers would have to sometimes the teachers would have to take down their masks because it's hard for them to speak during, like, having their mask on.
Okay, so follow-up question from what you just said. Do the teachers have masks, or do they have shields, or do they have both, like?
So they have masks, and when they have to talk, they will take it down so that we all can hear them properly.
Okay. And that is the end of this interview. This sort of doesn't have anything to do with the last segment, but COVID-19 testing. So, guys, I have done a COVID-19 testing 2 times already for school, and this is what I have to say. It hurts, like, super, like, a lot. Like, someone will tell you that it doesn't hurt, but trust me, they are not telling the truth. They are telling a fib, because, like, if you had something going up your nose, and, like, it's not natural, so obviously it feels very weird and it hurts. Like, for me, I had one test that they only had to go up one nose. But then for the second test, they did it for, they did both my nostrils. And so, like, they did both. And so my nose was hurting for, like, 10 minutes. Like, I know that doesn't seem like a long time, but imagine your nose being in pain. It's almost like you broke your nose temporarily, but it doesn't hurt as much as that probably. It just feels super weird, and like you're like it just feels super weird, and you probably don't want to experience it, but it's sort of necessary for me to go to school at least. But yeah, so COVID testing really hurts, and like, obviously, you sort of have to do it, but for me, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't do the testing unless it was mandatory, because it really hurts. So, but, like, the first time, you had the option to do, like, spitting, and, like, so you would go, like, around, like, they had this plexiglass desk, and so you would go in it, and you, like, spit, but I thought that would take a really long time the first time. So I just did the nasal, which took like a few seconds. But the second time, they didn't even have the option. And when I was doing... So when I did it the first time, it took me like 5 seconds or like less, maybe 3. But when I did both in the nostrils, it took like 13 seconds. Like, she put it up my nose for so long. Oh my God. But like, there's also someone... they told me that they went to like some place, and the lady put it up each nostril for exactly 10 seconds. So they're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, like that slow. And so I couldn't imagine having it for that long. So it'd be like 20 seconds overall, and that would, no. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that type of thing. But when they do it super quick, it's not as bad. talk about what happened from March until now, which is quarantine. So for me, quarantine was sort of good for me because if quarantine wouldn't happen, I obviously wouldn't have this podcast. I wouldn't have the time and I wouldn't really like have known about it. And so that was why quarantine was good for me. But I also got to experience things I wouldn't have if I was like busy doing those type of things like summer camp. And so, but I did like online summer camp, so it wasn't as bad. But for me, quarantine has just been good to like learn more about myself. And like, I feel like I got to experience more with quarantine, even though we were inside the house most of the time. It sort of felt good to just be in the house and not having to like rush around places and like do those type of things. But just like, I feel like having classes and all that stuff in the house, it can feel a little like stressful a bit because you have your schoolwork in one place, you have your sleeping, all that stuff. Like now everything is in your house. And I feel like it's sort of weird because usually we'd go to school. That'd be a whole different space because we would be with other kids our age and we would have that. But now we're in our house by ourselves. Maybe we have siblings and we have our parents, of course. But otherwise, we don't have other kids at our age unless you have like a twin sister or a twin brother or someone who's like really close to your age. But it's sort of like we don't have other people that are not family in our house and we don't get to see them like basically at all unless you're doing like the hybrid model like I was talking about in the last two segments. But it's just quarantine has been good for me, but for other people, I feel like they felt like they're isolated and they can't do anything. So for them, it might have been more stressful than others. I feel like others took quarantine as a chance to find their inner light, their inner peace, meditate, do those kind of things. So I feel like for me, quarantine has been great, but for others, quarantine has been horrible. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to my podcast, leave a voice message on my website, and add comments to what you want future episodes to be about, and if you'd like to be a guest. The next episode is going to be very different from the regular episodes I do, I think, in my opinion. It will be about how to make string art. It will be my first how-to podcast episode. I hope you enjoy this episode of Tweens Not Kids. Bye!